Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress. Woo!
Expectation.
I want you to say expectation like you're actually expecting something great. Say it again. Expectation.
Expectation.
A word that is commonly thrown around but may not be fully understood. There is a deep revelation about expectation. Just so that we know we are on the same page, I think we all can guess what expectation means. But just for a general definition, expectation is nothing more than a strong belief that something will happen or will be the case in the future. Something will take place. You know it without a shadow of a doubt. That's why when you look it up in a definition, it says strong belief. This isn't a wayward belief. This isn't a two half step. This is a strong, I'm sure of it. I know it is going to happen and come to pass. A state of expecting, anticipation. So we all wanted to put it out there. We're going to talk about expectation today and how God views expectation. Sometimes we can get a little lost because we kind of value expectation in our human flawed mind, but we have to know how God looks at it, and I guarantee this will strengthen you for what you need every single day of your life. You got to understand that hope is expectation. Really true. Hope is expectation. So I'm excited about what I am to expect. But then I see people who look at my life and they say, how do you get, I know I was not boasting, but I brag and boast in the things of God. It is very true. Everything that we do touch does prosper. Everything that we put our mind to, any vision that God gives us and we implement, it is successful. You know why? It's that E word, because of expectation. You're going to have expectation favor this year. You're going to have need of expectation of finances. You're going to want expectation in the manifestation of wisdom, of miracles, success, abundance, prosperity, healing, relationships. I mean, whatever it is that you know you need, you might as well just bullet point it on your notes. You need it. But in order to contain it, to receive it, you must have expectation. See, God is a God of hope. Got to understand, God is a God of hope. We always say God is a God of love, and he is that. But you got to understand, he's also a God of hope. He is the God of expectation. Hear me well. You will never be able to receive everything you desire in this life in the fellowship and also according to the righteousness of God unless you understand this concept. Stop boxing God in. Yes, he is the God of love. Yes, he is the God of love. Yes, he loved the world so much he gave his only begotten son. We get that. But also in that, you can't just stay there and only think of God as love, but you got to think of him also as expectation. He is a God of expectation. So you got to understand that he wants us to enjoy it in an abundance. Yes. He is a God of expectation, and he wants us to enjoy it in abundance through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you not know that there is a scripture in the Word of God that actually tells us how he is the God of hope, and basically through the Holy Spirit, that power in the Holy Spirit will make us even more confident in our hope?
It's God.
Machine. As we love God, he fills us with joy, and he gives us peace, and then he gives us the power of the Holy Spirit, and that power will come with an overflowing with hope. I'm telling you, your own research, look Romans 15:13, and I'm reading a different version. We normally stick with KJV, but there's sometimes different versions that for the sake of talking to a group of people, you want it in layman's terms. And basically that scripture talks about, it says, may the God of hope, Wow. He actually, the Bible actually says the God of hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but that would get me very know the Holy Spirit, because if I know that the Holy Spirit comes with the power to equip me with even more hope, which means even more expectation, which means I'm believing God for bigger and better things, I'm not going to let my own fright and my own fear stunt my expectation. I'm going to get real close with the Holy Spirit this year, because I want to be able to do all that God has me to do, and I don't want to stunt my own growth.
Don't possess Amen. The
and the expectation needed to fulfill what God has me to do. So Romans 15 and 13 is important, because now if you feel like, but my hope is stunted, Apostle, you don't know my story. I've been bruised. I've been abused. I've been neglected. We all have some type of testimony like that. But don't let that be your handicap of why you have to stop believing in God, why you have to stop believing in something bigger than you, why you have to stop expecting the greatness of God. You have to understand the Bible talks about how we ought to have a posture of expectation. Having a posture expectation can be found in Psalm 62 and 5. Psalm 62 and 5, and it's so simple of a scripture. It just talks about how your soul will wait upon God, for your expectation is from him. Wow.
Yes.
The Bible says hope. Some translations say expectation. I believe the King James Bible says expectations. Some other simpler standard versions, they say hope. But it's all the same. Your soul will wait upon God for your expectation. You must wait upon God, because that is where your expectation, your hope comes from. I'm going somewhere with this, but you got to understand the foundation and how it works in the supernatural first. If you want to be like me and my husband, or like other great men and women of God who whatever they touch prospers, you must say, it's something they're doing that I'm not doing. It's something they're believing that I may not be believing. It's something that they are decreeing that I may not be decreeing. It is an action that they are taking that I may not be taking. Hence, that's why they're getting their results and I'm getting the lack thereof. So I want you to understand why you must have expectation. Seed faith.
Amen.
It's only of a specific in faith that it will grow a harvest throughout your life is so essential. That's why that we are so blessed, and how everything is basically blessed and prosperous what we touch is because we sow seeds. And
Amen.
I'm not talking about tithes.
Yes.
Already be on the table. You can't tell me that you're going to walk in the overflow and you were basically a non-tither. And
come on now. Come on, teach.
That's really, and people try and play you and they'll lie about it and say, I was a tither. And I say, okay, well, show me. Show me your statements. Show me your record. Show me every time when you received an increase and you got a paycheck and you gave at least 10%. And when you hit a miss, then I'll show you how your manifestation will hit and miss. You got to prepare yourself for the overflow. You have to prepare yourself as you sow seed. And I'm talking about beyond tithe, because my husband and I, as you all know, we give beyond our tithe. But when we sow specifically, we place our seed on an assignment so that it will grow a specific harvest throughout our life. My mentor told me, he said, when you sow a seed, it never leaves your life. It may leave your hand, but it never leaves your life. It just goes into your future where it sprouts up a harvest.
Come
you
on.
Gotta understand,
Amen.
It is deciding with the way you sow and your expectation from your seed. It is deciding what kind of harvest you have and will grow in your future.
That's
you
right.
have much power. People all the time, you have power over your future. Your seed is the only influence you will ever have over your future. And I don't know But when General Andrew and myself, we sat down and we began to talk about our life, we began to talk about our marriage, our relationship, our health, we began to talk about our resources, our assets, our network, we said we want this type of quality of future. We want this type of future. We want this type of blissfulness. And then we said, now we know how to direct our seeds. Now we know how to be consistent. And we've been sowing ever since. And every year it gets better, it gets greater. We sow even more.
Yes.
Officially, and every year we get better. I'm telling you, I don't even have time to go into my testimony, but God has done miraculous things when we decided to put expectation in play every single day. You must make it happen through your seed, because your seed is a release of your faith, and through the release of your faith, that's your expectation.
Amen.
Got to understand, faith is confidence in God. Somebody repeat after me. Faith is confidence in God.
Faith is confidence in God.
Now I want you to say expectation is the evidence of your faith.
Yes. Expectation is the evidence of your faith.
Woo! Did you catch that? See, a lot of people, they stop just at faith, and they say, yes, you must have faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can speak to the mountain. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. But there's a little E word that will help you bridge the two if you're having hard understanding. See, faith is your confidence in God, yes, but you must understand it's that E word, expectation. That becomes the evidence of your faith. See, a lot of people have faith in God to do certain things, but because they don't understand how to be in posture of expectation, it just becomes a pipe dream. You ever heard people like that? Oh, I know God one day is going to do this. I know God going to keep me. I know God got my back. I know God going to take care of me. And we've been saying, like, you know, that is true. God promises he will take care of you. But you're missing that one small element, expectation, which is why you're failing to see the results or the manifestation of how God is taking care of you. I know people like that all my whole life. For the last 5 years, 6 years, they've still been saying, God got me. God going to take care of me. But I say, but you're not putting yourself in posture of expectation. Where's your evidence of your faith? You have faith and confidence that he can do it, but you're waiting for it to drop in your lap. You're waiting for him to do all the work for you. You're waiting for him to go ahead and keep blessing you while you're yet in your mess. Keep blessing you yet while you're wayward. Keep blessing you yet while you're double-minded. Keep blessing you yet when you fall and you fail and you want to cry out to the Lord. But when everything's good and your body feels well and you big on your lust and you do and act and succumb to your lust, now all of a sudden, where is God? All of a sudden, you can definitely ignore him. You want God to bless you when you halfway ignore him, when you want to do what you want to do, but not be submitted to the word of God. See, that's the thing a lot of people miss. When you're in expectation and it is the evidence of faith, you're now putting yourself in position. See, a lot of people
say,
oh, I know God's going to make me a millionaire one day. He told me when I was 6 years old, I'm going to be a millionaire. I said, that may be very well so, but how have you put yourself in an expected posture? How have you devised a plan? What is your law firm?
Yes.
What is your financial advisor that you're going to contact? Have you researched different advisors? What are their benefits? How do you know to divide up that $1 million? What are you going to do without, of course, after you pay your 10%? So with the 90%, what do you have a detailed plan? See, because if you're not putting yourself like you're actually going to receive it, then it's actually to manifest, then how in the world can you please God with your faith? Because the expectation is the evidence of your faith. You believe in God for a relationship, for a marriage, but if I was to come in your house, do you know how to prepare a meal? Do you know how to clean your sheets and wash your sheets? Is there dust everywhere? Do you know how to keep inventory and keep toilet tissue in your house? How are you preparing for a man? Or are you going to just receive him like that? No man wants to live in a pigsty. No man wants to be looking around, hey, where's the toilet tissue? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I got to go to the store. Use a towel. Just wash yourself, honey. No, who wants
that? Tell the truth.
God is going to heal you. You have confidence God is going to heal you. But when the Holy Spirit been whispering in your ear, lose 50 pounds, lose 50 pounds, and that's your miracle. And you instead of going to the gym, instead of walking around in your neighborhood or getting on that bike or treadmill in your home, you sit down with a bag of chips watching TV saying, God, I know you're going to heal me, crunch, crunch. God, I know you're going to heal me, crunch, crunch, as you begin to eat an unhealthy diet. See, where's the expectation? If you know that God is going to do it, then expect through your actions how you're going to receive that faith.
Amen.
But it's some fried chicken, some roasted chicken. Instead of eating some potato chips, I'm going to snack on some cauliflower. Instead of going to bed straight after I eat, I'm going to go ahead and go for a midnight run or for a evening walk for 30 minutes. Then God says, now she's expecting the evidence of her healing, the evidence of the faith. God said it.
Man.
He said it. Lord, this is in his word. Lord. God said that it is impossible to pleasure him, to please him, unless you expect something from him. Did you catch that?
It is impossible to please him
without faith. But you got to understand, you must understand, and I'm going to repeat it. God said that it is impossible to pleasure him unless you expect something from him. So you have to understand, if you get that, then get this one. This is going to blow your mind. Stripping expectations from your seed is theft of the only pleasure God knows. Did you catch that? That was good revelation. The Lord gave me that through my mentor. He told me this. He said, if the Bible says that it is impossible to please him without faith, if you don't have the evidence of faith or if you don't have the evidence of expectation, you strip him from the only known pleasure. You thief. You steal of the only pleasure God knows. He gets pleasure from your expectation. A lot of us, we think it's brainwashed through religion to not expect nothing. I don't need nothing from God. I just give it because I just love God, and I don't want nothing else from him. You fool. You think you sound humble, but God has actually put himself in position to want to bless you. It delights him to give. It delights him to give so much he even killed his son for us. So to
That's
say
right.
you don't want anything from God or don't expect anything from God, it robs him of that pleasure. You've talked to people, mere human, mere mortals, and they say, oh, it just pleasures me so much to give. I love to give. It just brings so much joy when I give. And I can honestly understand that because I'm the same way. I love to give. I always think about others before I just take it all for myself. And it really, really does pleasure me greatly for my husband and I. So if I'm experiencing this bliss when giving, I can only imagine Father, my Jehovah, who is very well pleasured by giving and blessing to his children.
You know how
to do something with a spirit of excellence. Maybe you all haven't given something with a spirit of excellence, but I have. I actually preach and teach my spiritual sons and daughters, when you give, give with a spirit of excellence. Watch the bag you give. Is it dusty? Is it dirty? Watch, you know, the product that you buy off the shelf. Sometimes it's dusty. Wipe that off first. Make sure this is this. Do beautiful tissue paper. Make sure your presentation, if you can, your presentation style has been thoroughly thought through. See, that's the way I bless people. I do it with a spirit of excellence. So this is what I tell people. If I'm doing all of that, making sure it's tailored and catered to you specifically, how much more does God think about it? How much more does God make sure it's tailored wrapped just for you? And so when he's preparing a gift, bow wrapped, you know, tidied up, cleaned up just for you, and you say, no, God, I don't want anything from you. It's just an honor to know you. He says, what? To know me is to receive what I have for you. You'll know me better when you know what I can give you. You'll know me better when you know what I can provide for you. So how do you really know me when you don't even know my caliber of giving? This is what God does. So when we strip our expectation, we are thieving and we are stealing God's only known pleasure. I mean, it's in every area of your life. Some people say, well, I'm only stuck on giving, only stuck on money, only stuck on gifts. Well, let me break it down in other areas. You cannot be saved, meaning, you know, receiving salvation. You cannot be saved unless you expect God to receive you. Isn't that what we pray? We say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. You know, you go through repentance, and then you say, Lord, receive me. It depends on, you know, whoever led you to Christ and what they say, but generally you're saying, Lord, receive me as you have washed me in my sins and through your righteousness, through your blood, and Lord, I will make you the Lord and Savior of my life. Well, there's an expectation that he didn't reject you, that he received you. So you must have expectation that, for you know, You have been saved. You cannot be healed unless you expect God to touch your bones, touch your skin, heal your organs, cleanse your blood. However it is you want God to heal you, you have an expectation that he will. And you begin to pray and thank God in advance. And some of you all, especially if you're under this ministry, you begin to actually feel it immediately. And, you know, we have testimonies.
Amen.
Almost 600 videos on YouTube, with most of them being testimonies about how God healed them instantly. Just received another video testimony about this daughter that reached out, and her mother, she was at her wit's end because her mother had been in bed all day in agony and pain, and she said, I need help. And she came across General Andrew's page and said, can you pray that immediate healing will happen? And he began to say, well, do you believe that I'm a man of God and that God uses me to basically go forth in the glory of God, in the presence, in the power of his healing? And she said, yes. He said, do you expect the healing to manifest? She said, yes. She received it in her faith, and she put herself in posture saying, I believe and I see my mom already getting out the bed before the end of the night. She received it. The prayer of healing went forth within 3 hours. That's the testimony. She said within 3 hours after her mom been in bed all day in pain, the pain immediately left out of her legs. Her headache was gone. Within 3 hours, her mom was walking around the house chilling like never, nothing ever.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.